With me to talk about the counseling services offered to students and faculty and staff after Monday's attack is Mickey Sharma, Director of Student Life Counseling and Consultation Services. And thanks for talking with me.
Happy to be here this morning.
What happened Monday certainly jolted everyone who was on campus. Emotional trauma then may have started at that point for many of the students and the faculty. What kinds of thoughts do you think they could be experiencing?
Our students and our employees who were certainly in the area, they very much had their sense of safety shattered, and they were in a very dangerous situation. Thankfully, we had a very quick and effective response by our first responders to help neutralize the threatening situation. But as we move forward, what we find is that when people's sense of safety is impacted, their psychological sense of safety is also impacted. And there are reactions that people have in that way from an emotional perspective. And so what we do here at CCS is to provide emotional support for students who are continuing to have responses to the tragedy on Monday.
So what types of feelings do you think some of the students have had then?
I think we will see, folks, it is very normal to have more anxious or nervous feelings. People have what we would call an increased startle response, where someone might hear a loud noise and be more jumpy, if you will, in that way. Those things are to be expected, especially in the soon aftermath after experiencing such a large tragedy like that. And we also see that for most folks, as time passes, those responses will start to lessen.
And do you think that it's happening to students also who weren't at the scene but heard about it?
I think that can absolutely happen to people who were not physically there, but they may have known someone who was there. They got the alert messages. They may had to huddle in a safe space where they were. And all of that, not knowing was your safety going to be compromised in the moment, is something that you can have responses to, not just on that day, but as time goes as well.
Have there been many students then seeking counseling here?
Yes, we've certainly had students who've reached out to us for help here at our two offices, both at the Youngkin Success Center and in Lincoln Tower. On Monday and Tuesday, we also had counselors available both in the Union and RPAC on campus. We continue to get those requests for counseling.
You know, what are students saying about this incident? How are they feeling? Are they nervous about getting back to campus, back to their classes?
So in terms of what students are saying and what they're feeling, we are seeing a variety of responses across the continuum, where some students are afraid and are nervous to go back to their routine or go back to campus because their sense of safety was compromised. We have other students on the other end of the continuum where they may be feeling sad about what happened, but from a safety perspective are feeling more okay to move on. So as a community, as an Ohio State community, what we need to do is recognize both ends of those continuum and make sure that we're getting everybody the support that they need individually.
And what could that support be then?
So that support can be found when students, I encourage them to open up to people that they are close to, loved ones, roommates, dating partners, family members. But if a student is experiencing that the responses they're having, being upset, crying, feeling unsafe is happening most days, that's when they want to contact us for help. Another thing is, in this current day and age with social media, a lot of information on the television, a lot of information online, and it can help to get information, to get the accurate information, but it also helps to take a break. And I would encourage people, when they're taking information in from their phone or their tablet or their computer or the television screen, but also take time away from just looking about, reading about, and hearing about what happened on this tragedy, and starting to work towards getting back to one's regular day-to-day routine.
I've been talking with Mickey Sharma, the Director of Student Life Counseling and Consultation Services at Ohio State, and thanks so much for talking with me.
All right, thank you as well.